Dylan Vazano with us. Good morning, Dylan. How you doing? Is that putting some pressure on you, Dylan? Yeah. Hey, good morning, Dylan.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
Yeah, I just got you succeeding Mark up there. I'm just let you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I don't think so, man.
You doing all right? And we're going to get to the personal side of it. I was looking at you've been up there for 10 years now. That's where you are. You're now a Cookeville native who once went to Syracuse from L.A., right?
That's the case. I mean, we're talking over a decade now.
Wow.
10 and a half years. Yeah, Cookeville is home at this point.
Yeah, good thing. So let's go around the horn. Get me caught up. What do I need to know? Talk about baseball first. Where are we?
Yeah, baseball, actually, last night, big win, conference opener, Southern Indiana. Southern Indiana tied the game last night in the bottom of the ninth, and Tennessee Tech scored 2 in the top of the 10th, won the game 9-7. So the first OVC game of the year, you love to see getting into that win column, starting 1-0. Good time of year, of course, when you get to conference play, and just a great win for Matt Braga's team last night. I think this Golden Eagle baseball team was picked preseason number 6 in the OVC. But you look at the roster, you look at the talent, you look at the coaching pedigree of Matt Braga, and I think this team has a chance to do some special things this year in the OVC.
Well, it does, and you talk about the coaching pedigree of Matt and what he did, the great run he did to get to the Super, and then obviously the Rice job, and now back at Tennessee Tech, and certainly what he brings to the table. Just he use an old phrase, he knows how the sausage is made.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's without a doubt. Coach Braga knows how to win. He knows how to win at Tennessee Tech. You mentioned Super Regional, game away from the College World Series. A lot of excitement when he came back, and you've been around him, you hear him talk, you hear the way that he leads his team, and it's just, you know, that it's not a matter of if Tennessee Tech will get back to a place of championship baseball, it's when. And, you know, I think that the way that the program is developing, it's his third year back, you see his imprint on this Golden Eagle baseball team. And it's fun to watch because he's such an awesome guy and a great coach, and the team is playing really well right now. So it's good stuff for Golden Eagle baseball.
Yeah, Dylan Vazano with us, the broadcaster and sports information coordinator at Tennessee Tech as well. By the way, we had Bobby Wilder on last Saturday, and I haven't devolved from it yet. It was like a whirlwind. He just came through, and he was on to something else. And we all love Dwayne. We all love Dwayne Alexander. We know that, you know, and everything that he meant to that school and what it means to him. But with Bobby, though, wow, he's a whirlwind.
Yeah, he is. You talk about a high energy guy in Coach Wilder, and I mean, he's exciting. The program, it's exciting. He's talking a lot, obviously, spring practice, and he had the chance to be on with you last week. This concept of stacking good days together, and with practice and with spring ball, just stacking wins and getting the work in, and what that could do for the mindset of a program, and the details matter, and everything outside of just what you're seeing on the gridiron, his personality, his energy, the way that he can captivate a room. It's going to be fun to work with him, and I think there's certainly reason for optimism for Golden Eagle football. You got the chance last week to have him on. He's something, huh?
Oh, yeah. We've had him on twice, and it's one of those I just think I was going to ask him, what's up, and I was going to run down to the store and listen to him, you know, on the air. He just let him go, and that's the energy that I think that's, you know, the thing about it is, too, it's real. You know, a lot of people have fake energy. Look how hard I'm working. He that's not him.
It's so genuine. I think you hit the nail on the head right there. There's an authentic energy about him. He's just passionate about the game of football. He's passionate about being here at Tennessee Tech. It's within the details and everything that he's doing to try to get the Golden Eagles to winning football. And obviously he hasn't coached a game yet here, but you're just kind of seeing some of the imprint that he's already making. You see him active on social media, and it's authentic. I don't think like you said, it's about, hey, look at us and look at what we're doing. I think it's just, hey, this is part of the process, and we want to share in this excitement with everybody, and we want you to see kind of how we are going to get to that place that Tennessee Tech wants and deserves.
Dylan Vizzano with us, sports information coordinator and broadcaster up at Tennessee Tech here on the University Showcase from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. So the spring game, April 13th. We want to, you know, put that out right there. So April 13th. You know, I was up, you know, obviously doing the TSU stuff, and I get up to Cookeville. You know what I think about everybody up there, from Dr. Oldham to Mark and everybody up there. Kim Roseman, your basketball coach, is, I hate to say, I guess I'm old. She's like a daughter to me. When she loses, it hurts. And her and Allison, Allie, I've known since the eighth grade. But what's going on campus-wise? There are cranes everywhere. I mean, it's not one, it's not three. There's like five or six, seven different projects. And it's not only athletics, certainly what they're doing with Tucker Stadium and everything else. It's just, it's amazing the forward progression where Tennessee Tech is right now.
It really is cool. And you said earlier, and you're talking about me and the fact that I've been here in Tennessee Tech and in Cookeville for 10 years, and it's the progression of the university. And athletics, as you know, in a college setting, plays such an impactful role. And so you start to see some of the success of Tennessee Tech athletics, and then you're seeing the development in the campus and some of the new buildings over the years. I mean, it's always been a really nice campus, but there's a different level to it with the construction. And it just seems that every year they're doing something bigger and better, and increasing enrollment and developing athletics and campus life. And you also brought up Dr. Oldham, the Tennessee Tech president. I mean, his vision and the way that things continue to evolve at Tennessee Tech and with the Golden Eagles is just exciting. So I think that it all kind of ties in together. And I think that the Golden Eagle athletic prowess right now is probably on the rise. And I think it kind of ties hand in hand to the development of the university.
Dylan, you're from LA. Get me from LA to Syracuse. We know what Syracuse broadcasting, sports broadcasting, certainly the people that come out of there, you know, you have that brand. We know, we could start rolling down the list of Syracuse products in the broadcast, sports broadcasting world. How did you get from LA to Syracuse?
Yeah, so my entire family is from New York.
Okay.
So both my parents are born and raised in New York, but I grew up in LA. They actually met in Los Angeles, but they both have that Northeast New York background. So when it was time to pick a college, familiar with the East Coast, familiar with New York, not familiar with that weather. I mean, you're talking about somebody who was born and raised in Los Angeles, and then all of a sudden is going to Syracuse, which, fun fact, the snowiest city in America, most average annual snowfall per year is Syracuse. So that was a major adjustment. My dad always said, though, bad weather builds character. I'm still developing in that area, but yeah, that was quite the transition. But yeah, that's how I ended up at Syracuse.
And a part of that, I mean, by the way, we're about, what, 60, 70 miles apart, but your weather's a little bit different than ours up there on the plateau. You know, when it's chilly here, it's cold up there. When it's sleeting here, it's snowing up there. It's a really neat dynamic. Just looking at things, that I think this is really cool. Play-by-play broadcaster, Hyannis Harbor Hawks, Cape Cod Baseball League. And, of course, we all know the Wood Bat League and everything that is, and how many of the great players have come through there. That must have been a really cool deal.
That was really fun to get the chance to do that. I spent five summers up in Cape Cod broadcasting for the Hyannis Harbor Hawks. It's the top summer college baseball league. So you're talking about tons of future major leaguers over the years. There's a stat that one out of every seven major leaguers played in the Cape Cod Baseball League. And for those that went to college, because, you know, obviously with Major League Baseball, tons of high school players go directly into the draft and a lot of international talent. But for Major League Baseball players that played in college, one out of every three was in the Cape Cod Baseball League. So getting the chance to do that and broadcasting for a lot of future players in MLB was just, I mean, it's such a blast. And then you're talking about, you're in Cape Cod, there's the beach during the day, there's baseball at night. I mean, how lucky was I to be able to get to do something like that? I really cherished that time.
And you heard the crack of the bat instead of the ping of the aluminum, right? Because that wooden, bat, that's what makes it so cool, because, you know, those guys, they're going to eventually, next level, they're going to be using a wood bat, right? So it's a different animal. We've had over the years become friends with Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin. That's, you know, of course, he's from up there. That's an annual thing. I mean, you look at the baseball, the people who are up there that are in the, you know, obviously the pro sports, you know, the Major League Baseball scouts, but cool deal. Hey, Dylan, another thing, and I'm going around the horn with you. You were at Menlo College, an NAI school in the San Francisco Bay Area, SID, play-by-play. All right, get me from there to Tennessee Tech. How'd that happen?
Yeah, that's where Menlo College, back in the day, that's where I started. Fun fact, both Van Gundy brothers, Jeff and Sam Van Gundy, they actually played basketball there. But started at Menlo College, was there a couple of years, wanted the chance to get to a Division I school, saw an opening for Tennessee Tech. I had never been to Tennessee before, and I had never heard of Cookeville or anything like that, but I'm like, wow, what a cool opportunity, get the chance to broadcast sports, get the chance to do sports information work. Applied for the job, and I guess what's the old cliche, the rest is history. 10 years later, just loving it, feeling fortunate to be able to do this.
Yeah, and Mark got a good hire there. He got that. Tell him he got that one right, okay? We'll tell him that one. So, Dylan,
I'll make sure to pass that note along. Yeah. That can never hurt me.
Yeah, I know. You know, just, you know, we'll put this out on all of our Twitterverse, and he can go listen to us. Where's Tennessee Tech? 3-5 years. You've been there now 10. Where do you envision it?
Yeah, I think that it's kind of what we were talking about earlier. I just think it's going to continue to develop, because anytime you have people in leadership roles that have the vision that they do, we mentioned Dr. Oldham, the university president, and everything that he is bringing to the table in terms of, you know, the new buildings and just developing the campus. And then Mark Wilson, I mean, as an athletic director, I mean, again, maybe biased, but he's as good as it gets. And they're always looking to improve in areas. So I just think the development of Golden Eagle Athletics, kind of the excitement we mentioned with Coach Wilder and Kim Roseman and everything that she's doing with Golden Eagle basketball, John Pelfrey over on the men's side, I think that that's a program to watch. Matt Braga, baseball. I mean, anytime you have a collection of coaches and then the leadership at the top, there's no doubt that things are going to continue to develop, grow, and improve for Tennessee Tech athletics. And I'm just pumped to be along for the ride these days.
Well, and it's positioned, you know, to the north, Kentucky to the south, Chattanooga to the east, Knoxville to the west, Nashville, and in the middle of one of the most beautiful places in North America, the Cumberland Plateau. It's just where they are, the forward momentum. I'm happy to be just sort of being the cheerleader, quite frankly, a big fan of what's going on at Tennessee Tech.
Well, we appreciate that, and I think you've gotten to know Cookeville over the years as well. I think that can't be forgotten either. Again, something for me being here as long as I've had, when I first came to Cookeville, it was a lot different than it looks right now. And it's just been 10 years, but the development of the town itself and the improvement in a lot of areas there, and more restaurants and more things to do and just more shops. And you can just see the improvement there. And anytime that the town continues to grow and evolve, that will only help the university, and then in turn will only help the athletic department.
Yep. Dylan, thank you, man. Enjoy always talking to you, buddy. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Dylan Vizzano up at Tennessee Tech. And I mean that. What's going on up at Tennessee Tech is really amazing. It really is, and I'm a fan of